of scientific proofs of the Quran. I think most of the time people are reading in and it's not quite what it says to you. But this verse I think is different. This verse is definitely an amazing verse because out of all of the animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen, He chose only one that has a very, very unique system. That is that of the fly. So, O you pre-med students amongst us, how does the fly digest its food? The fly is the only animal that digests its food outside of the body. So therefore, if Allah, for example, had chosen a dog, because dogs would also come and take this, okay, or a wolf or anything. Technically speaking, when the dog takes this meat or whatever, runs away, even if it swallows it, technically speaking, can we retrieve what it has swallowed? Yes. Yes, we can. Because when it swallows it, it's still there. Immediately catch it, kill it, open up the stomach, and it's still there. But the one animal that when it leaves, that's it, the food has now been chemically changed, is what? The fly. The one animal that when the fly leaves, that's it, the food is now chemically gone, changed. Allah is saying, try to get that food back. And this is could only apply to the fly. Because if any other animal had been chosen, any type of bird, any crow, anything, again, technically speaking, you can still get that food back. You can still get that food, but only in the case of the fly. The fly has already digested the food and has left with the digested food. So Allah says, try to change that food and bring it back. You won't be able to do so. That is how weak ضعف الطالب والمطلوب means. The one who is asking and the one who is asked. Look how weak they are. This is the meaning of the verse. The one who is asking being who? Who is the one who is asking? The idol worshippers are the ones who are asking. And the matlub? The idols. Okay, the ones who are being asked. Allah is saying, look how weak they are. They can't even save themselves from a fly taking their food. Forget about creating the fly. So all of this goes back to the concept of creation. Also, amongst the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions the signs or ayat of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions various ayat, like more powerful than other things. There are miracles of the creation. Of them is in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 164, Surah Al-Baqarah 164, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. That in the creation of the heavens and earth, the alternation of the night and day, in the running of the ships on the water, in this and in that, in this and in that, very specific list, Allah said, in these things are signs for those who think. Allah says, in the اختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم, in the differences in your skin colors and your languages, there are ayat. Allah says, in the love between a husband and a wife, there are ayat. These are signs. Where does it come from? Where does this come from, all of these miracles? The Quran has ayat. Specifically, Allah mentions various things. And we all know the feeling, for example, of how do we feel, you know, when we see the sunrise or the sunset? How do we feel? Imagine yourself, you know, especially in a setting where we feel nature, like in a valley or in the ocean or whatever, we see the sunrise, or we see the sunset, you feel the sense of awe, of majesty. You feel, what am I in creation in relation to all of this? And that's why Allah says in another verse, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. That the creation of the heavens and earth is greater in the sight of Allah than the creation of man. The creation of the heavens and earth is greater in the sight of Allah than the creation of man. Most of mankind don't think, they don't realize this. So these are signs. They are part of the creation. But Allah has categorized them as being more obvious. The signs we all feel, as I said, like in the middle of the night, you look up and you see the entire, you know, skies just studded with stars. You just feel a sense of humbleness and awe. These are what we call ayat. So these are more powerful aspects of the creation, and Allah has specified them in the Quran and many, many verses. Look them up. There's no need for you to be to quote. Read the Quran and see where does Allah say, in these are ayat. This is an ayah. This is a miracle for you to think about. Many other things that are mentioned in the Quran of this nature. Even Allah mentions, as we said, the ships on